I said, he's very understanding of hiring reporters. He has 12 different languages. Get the fuck out.
Now, most of them are probably spelled badly. Not my language. They get the message. Angry face.
Oh, a smiling face.
Yeah.
Because Russians, they never smile.
That was a little racist.
Have you ever listened to Avenue Q?
Yes.
You should know, it's perfectly acceptable.
I'm not sure if it's acceptable, but yes, everyone is a little bit racist.
So I guess I'll.
Since I'm gonna be rolling probably sixes here. The minions scatter that way.
As I said, I don't want to get shot 20 times. I'm not sure I could survive 40 shots.
The bullets, they penetrate your body. There's gonna be a ton of D6. Are you guys going to try and slip back outside? What's the plan?
I don't really know.
Because you guys are not, you three are deep inside their base.
Yep.
You can't call back to Ivan or Ryan for help.
Wait.
Save us!
Wait. She's psychic, right?
I don't think that works.
Actually, I know how they could call
it. You're not there.
Gunshot. Boom! There's gunfighting! Let's go!
Sorry, misfire!
That's how they did it. True Grit. I really like that. That's how they signal people. Hey, I'm here! Bang!
Start shooting.
They just fire shot into the air.
Yeah. Fire into the air.
Alright. Well,
I suppose we can mingle with the locals, see what business is like. Try and get an eye of what they do. Rotations. Look at the shift.
Alright, well,
we can invite, try and signal the three in, or we can try and.
Alright, I can take a position at the door.
Maybe we should have come up with some kind of signal.
I don't know what our signal was. A gunshot.
There aren't any windows. And the door is made out of steel. Well, at least have steel on it.
Alright.
I will go over and actually start watching the people play cards.
Ten. Hold on. Where's Ruda?
Hey, I'm here to relieve you.
Awesome. I'm pretty hungry.
No.
All right, next time.
Kind of funny. If you infiltrated for like weeks and just kept on going out on missions with them and just kill all our partners.
We're the only ones who made it back. Normally I'd be suspicious, but you're PC, so I can't be too suspicious.
I can't lie. Why don't you go try and relieve the other guy?
Well, I'm not going to do that to now. I'm just watching them play.
Playing?
What's the game?
Blackjack.
How do you play?
Go ahead and give me luck.
There is a gambling skill.
Oh, give me a gambling skill.
What was that?
A two, and a three.
A one. Because the minus two.
It's okay, you don't really know it terribly well.
They explain it better.
They're thugs. Got a three. So you're over there, you five are sitting there playing, and you know, I was like, oh, it's been a couple hours at this point, there's no gunfire. You know what?
A couple hours?
Yeah. Should we? You know, infiltrating, going around, looking, perusing, not doing something terribly suspicious.
We've probably been interrogating the guys who are playing blackjack with.
Yeah, asking them questions. We're like, what's going on? We're new.
A couple hours is fairly reasonable.
Okay. Should we try a head-on approach now? Just
you know, why don't we go on to the roof?
Like, what, kill them? What?
Yeah. Go up there, slit their throats. That's how we do it, you know, sneaky style.
But that might alert the base.
I have
not if we kill them fast enough.
Well, what's your thoughts?
Well, you two can go sneak up there. I'll charge in or something. I'm not sure. These shoes,
take off the shoes. You know, barefooted killer.
What?
Why would I do that?
Because you have an excuse of those shoes. The shoes are getting in your way. What?
Take off the shoe. Yeah, I can lend you my shoes.
No.
What no one realizes, while they're arguing, Jack the Ripper has actually infiltrated it and is now proceeding to murder everyone in the building.
Five shoes.
Two.
Three.
Woo!
None of us are winning. It's just kind of like
now that you've gotten a bit more of the play, now it's just kind of everyone's just playing.
So I guess we should do that since Louis.
Since Nancy Pants here can't take off her shoes.
Max 21.
But I'm at 68.
Bigger number's good, right?
Where are the cards?
Get another jet.
It's like a Family Guy. You're at 20. Hit me. You're at 20. Hit me.
21.
21. Hit me.
All right. Ivan, when you slip up there, go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Got 4.
All right, he got a 5. I think a D6 sneak is fairly reasonable for Tony.
Yeah.
Since he's Cabal and they're sneaky and all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
And they're cutthroat. You know, it's basically the all four of them are kind of... You'll notice that there's like a little trapdoor hatch thing right there that leads down, and all four of them are just kind of hanging out right here. You and Tony are now right over here.
So wait, is there just like a ladder that goes up there?
Yeah.
There. Are they noticed this
yet? No. I'll go over to the ladder.
I draw a knife.
That's why he was like, what the hell, dude? Yep. They'll get one last nose check as you guys go up for the drop. Alright, roll your stealth.
3.
Right. Fortunately, that's still good enough to beat them. Alright, so you guys will get 2 free stabs. Oh. Free throw, he's stabbing. That's a 6, which will hit. Actually, clubbing, but still. That's a 6.
He's going clubbing.
That's a 6. Oh, that's 4.
3. 7, he shakes him. Wow, that was a really crappy roll.
Yeah!
7, 11, stab. And at this point, you will get up there. Since Mr. Nancy Pants finally went, oh, there's a ladder!
I can't climb up or something!
Ryan, you're first. They haven't gotten an alarm off or anything, and they're like,
I'm prepared.
Sounds like I was
thinking
iron will.
3.
That guy's shaking.
And I get gang up, right?
Yep.
I'm so confused that I'm shaking.
You'll hit. Definitely with a raise, anyway.
Yeah.
So we shake them.
Oh, that's... Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. Jump. So I'm taking that guy.
Yep, it's a hit with a raise. Yeah. Still a hit with a raise. Yeah. A 9 is what you need for a hit and a raise. Okay. You're 8-8. You can't roll a 0 on a D8.
Yes, that's
roll your damage.
Okay.
You only got D6 strength?
No. Yes.
I was going to say, I thought you raised that.
Yes, I did. 10.
10?
Shaking the wound?
They've got leather armor.
Which is
Tony is up next.
which is exactly the same thing as a leather jacket. It just covers your head.
He'll hit.
I think.
He will shake a second time, but that's two chickens on an extra. Ivan, you're up next.
Two stabs. I'll have good job. Got four?
Nope.
Got two.
Nope. Do you want to Benny either of those? Because he will get to go.
Sure.
So, okay.
That sucks.
Ah! Ah! Under attack! What's your parry?
Parry of six.
Misses. You guys hear a gunshot on the roof. So everyone's kind of like, the hell? Cabal, Tony.
Ha! The boss?
The boss. Boss does something somewhere. Ryan, you're up next.
Four.
Five because of gang up.
Okay, yeah.
You'll hit. D8,
yes,
and a D4.
Yes. Stupid D4s.
Nine. Your guys almost got all four of them before they even got to react.
I know.
Jessica, gunshot has gone off.
Now, quickly, pick up the bodies, throw them over. Sit down. Play cards.
Yeah, I don't think that worked.
Sorry, I shot a bird.
It was a very scary bird.
Pigeon swooped.
Swooping. Swooping is bad.
Thanks, Alistair.
Hopefully there's...
I suppose I will draw my pistol.
My con's too low.
Because I don't know exactly where to go.
Alright. Alec, you're up next.
Should we run now?
Yes.
Come back later?
Yes, I think so.
Sounds good, you know, hit and run.
Yes. There are four less now.
I draw my hatchet.
How's your hatchet? Normal Cabal, they all draw weapons. Tony... he's gonna grab one of their pistols. It's basically gonna be three to climb down.
How tall is this place?
Basically 15 feet. Three down. And I'm not worried, since you... Well, he'll make an agility check. See. Nope, he's gonna fall the last 10 feet. He will take five, which shakes him. Nope. Yes, it does shake him.
Stumbles a little bit.
And he does get to move an extra two squares. I'm here next.
Take back my knife and dash towards the ladder.
This ladder?
Yes.
Four, five, six. You're midway on the ladder. Do you want to run? It'd be an agility check.
Sure.
Normally you get a wild die with it, but with an 11, I don't think you really care.
Yeah. No.
Alright, now roll a d6 to see how many extra squares you go. Need two to be on the ground.
Four.
One, two, three, four. New round!
Ian, you're slow.
It's his shoes! Ivan, you're up next, being the master of running the flock away. Six, you're on the map. Why did I do that on her?
Is there anything we can do to help a shaken person get unshaken?
Nope.
I'm not shaken or anything.
We can't give them a reassuring cuddle or something like that?
No.
No, but Tony is.
Bosses, continue doing something. Jessica! Everyone's gone.
I'll hold, see what everyone's doing.
Alec?
Hold?
Yeah.
Tony.
I will also run. I will actually run and try and jump down, but with that, like, you know, like slide down the ladder, like, you know, like cool, like.
No one's watching.
Cool. That's still an agility check.
Yes, that's fine.
That's basically what everyone else is doing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, you're fine. Roll a d6.
It's actually a 9.
Because
I'm an acrobat.
There you go. Roll a d6. It was fancy.
5. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right there.
You do. Go outside and see what it was.
Well, Ryan would be spotted.
Probably.
What? Hey!
Shank him.
Come on, Bruda. Thank you. Hits.
Eleven more.
Oh.
Yeah, no, actually, all you see is someone turn around the corner like, hey!
What? Okay, cool.
You guys are holding. Jack.
Sweet.
Normal guys. Boss.
Sweet! I get away. I will continue to run.
Oh, dude. Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's see. How convincing can he make this?
You know, if Huda gains a rank, you should get him some persuade. You should give him some persuasion.
Yeah, he's certainly done into that.
You guys hear a second gunshot. And you hear two more gunshots.
He runs back in.
They ran. They got whatever that guy's name was.
Let's see if they buy his bluff. They... Uh-oh. Ruda got a 7.
Oh, okay.
They got a 2.
Oh my gosh, there's blood everywhere! Look, they shot him! Bastards! Oh, they're all dead! Like ghosts!
Or ninjas!
Shut up, man, don't say ninjas! Last time it was ninjas, and that wasn't cool. Well, we think they were ninjas, but never found any proof that they were here, though.
It was definitely ninjas.
Evidence to suggest that it was ninjas, therefore, it must be ninjas!
There's no evidence to the contrary, therefore
it must be ninjas.
What's the protocol now? Lockdown?
Yeah. Boss is gonna come out and tell us all what to do.
Yeah.
Alright. Out comes.
This is ridiculous.
Ninjas. Ninjas! Hey, it was all in the cards. You guys actually did it. You guys killed people and ran away. Took down 5 of them.
The 2 English and 1 actual Chinese psychic assassin and 2 English guys.
Psychic assassin!
He's a thief, not an assassin!
Assassin! Assassin! Who did this? Oh, dogs are not that guy.
Dogs are not that guy. He's just sitting on a bench.
Mini weapons.
Sitting there with mini weapons. I mean, it couldn't have been him.
Let's say, no. He's wearing white.
If he would have killed me, what would become? Out walks this actually fairly heavily scarred, actually fairly old, mid-40s. Japanese guy who
kind of looks at what happened. He actually speaks fairly fluently. Oh, apparently some people killed some people and ran.
Some people killed some people.
That doesn't help. And then he looks to his two lieutenants. He actually has two lieutenants on either side. You'll notice that they're basically big, burly Americans.
See, you can take other places.
You two deal with this. I need to go make sure everything's fine now. Fine and back. Yeah, boss.
Yee.
What the hell you think you're doing? Ow! Alright.
Who's
no be? More hanging out on the roof. We're closing down the roof access. Don't mess us.
You want our fresh air? Mm-hmm. It's kind of stinking here now. Where?
Only in through the front door. Don't we go outside. Put four guys in the main room. You three, you're just playing cards. Get out there. It was horrible, man. They just shot him. Oh, come on. It's just blood. Oh, come on. You're in a gang now. Those some balls, man. Oh. Everyone seems to be now kind of a bit more alert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess we spend in the night.
I guess.
Wow. That was actually really effective.
Jessica. Give me a spirit check.
Only 15 now.
I don't want to spend the night.
That's exactly what it is. I don't want to spend the night.
As I was running away, I think I was spotted, but then someone managed to knock him out.
As long as no one knows who you are, ever.
And if I stay away from everyone.
You have to have your own bunk bed to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So we did take minutes to take out five.
You will need to convince someone to basically allow you to have the whole bunk to yourself. So give me a persuasion check.
Nine.
Just have the whole bunk to myself. Oh. Aren't you gorgeous? You got my bunk. I left a little something special for you in the bed.
Ew.
It's sticky.
Just a little.
Yeah, well, no, actually, it was a piece of chocolate, but whatever.
It is sticky now because it's warm.
It's melted.
And Alec, what are you doing?
I guess so.
Guys, we're blending names.
So what do we do now?
Wait an hour and try it again.
I got a really good idea.
What?
Hold on. It looks like no one's coming out.
Yeah. I said we set the building on fire and they'll all come running out.
But what about the guys that we got in there already?
They'll run out, unless they're really stupid.
That's a sound plan. But then we'd have to fight all of them at once.
Now if we get them as they're running out the door, mm-hmm. and then we kill a few and run. Or they're going to send small teams to go look and investigate who started the fire and get those guys.
Okay, so...
And then they won't have a building no more.
Yes, but we're still faced with probably 15 on 6.
That bad?
Well...
We'll get the drop, so there'll be 6 dead, so it'll be 6 on 9. I think that's doable, especially if we get good cover.
You know, the roof does have cover.
Well, the building's going to be on fire.
Yeah, it's going to be on fire. Yeah, really fast. Yes. Or, well, perhaps... Goodness. Well, if they haven't been ousted yet, we haven't heard any gunfire aside from our own. And Ruda's, of course. It seems as though they haven't been found out. In which case, they must be spending the night. So...
Really? Miss Clean, High and Mighty stand there? Oh, I gotta see this.
It might look nice inside.
They could have something for a stature in there. We
don't know. Little bugs hopping out. Give me a fear check.
Perhaps he's making a sacrifice for the mission. You don't know.
I can't wait to tell all the guys about this.
Can I sleep with the boss?
My house has a nicer bed. Kick him out of his bed.
Hi, I'm new to the gang. I want to sleep with you. That's not how rising in the ranks works.
No, actually, I just want to steal your bed because that one was dirty.
But remember, you guys could always, you know, since you now have established an identity here as, you know, having been seen, you could always, like, leave on a job.
True.
Yeah, but we're on lockdown. No one's allowed to go outside.
Yeah, well, you don't have to sleep just yet. You can convince. Or you could... Let me speak for Ruta, so it's not quite so metagame. Let's have him send us out. We're expendable.
True. Alright. Alright.
We are the new people.
Yeah, that's why we're expendable.
Alright, well, I guess we're going to come out.
Well, maybe you should go talk to the lieutenant. You know, volunteer us.
Which one is he?
He's back in the back room.
Back room.
Yeah, the room that says keep out. Just knock on the door.
But it says keep out.
Come on, the door.
Oh, very well. I'll go knock on the door lightly.
Housekeeping!
Housekeeping!
I think I did that right.
Wait, if no one's coming out on the roof, then perhaps we could go in that way.
Maybe.
You two could sneak in and then I could follow after.
Alright, so as you kind of
up walks one of the lieutenants who, you can see that there's a table with lots of money stacked on it. What?
Sorry to bother you, but a couple of my friends were thinking that we might be able to track down the culprits.
The what?
The
people what did it.
you hear from the other room.
Oh. What, are you looking to prove yourself or something? You don't got your tat yet.
No, I don't. I think we should probably earn it.
Give me persuasion. Someone's actually asking to earn their manhood? This is new.
Double faces.
12, 17, 20. Yeah! Yeah, you should earn them! That's a great idea. I'm glad I thought of it. You need to go earn your tats. Yeah!
Shall we begin immediately?
Yeah! That's all right, boss. Right? Yes. Get going! Sorry for yelling at you late.
I'm just
You must have a sad home life.
I'm gonna have to wash that hand.
It's crusted in peasant.
Peasant money.
Yeah, peasant.
Quick, cover
peasant.
With your dust! Cleaner!
I'm sorry, this is the one time I'm not actually generating dust.
She begins chasing the tumbleweed.
Come back!
Right. The tumbleweed grows wings and takes flight.
Alright.
Sentient tumbleweed.
You three sneak out, and what were you three doing simultaneously, sneaking onto the roof?
That was my suggestion.
I go with that. Alright, so he's building on fire.
Oh, man!
We can always set it on fire from inside.
Alright, now let's see. Who's front? Ruta, you need to give me an opposed spot check, because you notice someone coming around the corner. Let's see if you notice them fast enough who it is. You want me to say?
Oh.
No, he doesn't notice a damn thing. Other than someone's coming out.
I got a 6.
Okay. Now let's see if you can say anything to him before he shoots you.
Oh, thank goodness.
King of Hearts beats King of Diamonds.
Damn it!
Ah! What? Like, hey, Rich! Ah!
As I said, he was a better shot than everyone else. 6 will hit you.
My pair is 7.